All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with the boys. So let's go ahead and finish this volume and move into number 9. Getting really close to the end, guys. It's only like 12 volumes, so we're almost there. What will I do after the boys? I don't even know. We'll find out. Your mom told me that when you were little and you got upset, you liked to go and sit on your bucket. She said you used to sit on it and try to sulk. You looked really sweet. So I thought, you know... Yeah, sorry. Dumb idea. 4. A young man's fancy. Your parents are worried about you. They're a little upset. I don't think they're used to hearing you use words like that. They seem like really nice people. They are, if being stuck 20 years in the past is your idea nice. I guess they are pretty sentimental. Your mom in particular lays it on kind of thick. Well, I'm sorry they don't come up to your exacting fucking standards. Sorry, you led me into that one a little, don't you think? You're the expert on leading folk up the garden path. Look, what is it you want? I just hate what happened. I wanted to come and see you. I wanted to try to... If you think there's any chance of us getting back together, you've had a wasted trip. We're over and done with. We're done. We're dead, he said. Yeah, you made that pretty clear the last time we saw each other. You said some really horrible things, actually. I meant every bloody word. But you once told me you loved me, too. You said we found each other. You said you wanted us to be about that, not silly little fears. You made me feel like you'd reached through everything terrible and shitty and miserable in the world and taken hold of me and me alone. Aye, but the shite stuff was what we turned out to be all about, wasn't it? 'Cause you lied to me. You're a fucking soup, and you... Yeah, okay. So, what if I told you the truth? I think I owe you that much, don't I? Oh, okay, so... This is... I'm sorry, I don't know why I gave her that Scottish accent. That's Starlight. My bad. I didn't know. I didn't recognize her. I know the truth. You know some of it. Come on, let me tell you the rest. That can be the reason I came here. Why, for fuck's sake? You told me you loved me. I said the same thing to you. That has to mean something, doesn't it? Aye, it means we were fucking daft. We'd not even been together that long. We hardly knew each other, really. We both said it far too bloody soon. Okay, let's say that's true. Why don't we get to know each other a little better? Well, you keep glaring at the horizon, and I'll just start talking. I was born in Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines, sorry. Iowa, with superpowers. I don't know which of my folks was exposed to Compound V or how it might have happened. There are a million ways. Look, I can fly, I can generate intense bursts of light, a million candle power or something like that. I've also got pretty amazing hearing, but that takes a lot of concentration. And how they found out was, well, I guess you'd have to say it was the hard way. It's why I was raised by foster parents, because my own were left in no condition to care for a child. Ah! Jings. Vought American were on the case right away. They have people ready, sometimes hunters, sometimes just lawyers. But they get word from a hospital or local law enforcement or whoever it is calls the 1-800 number, and they open up a file. They open a file. So your folks just signed you away? They were promised visitation, and there was the obvious point that they wouldn't be able to cope, so in a way they were doing the right thing. Then there was the money. Life was going to be tough enough in their condition, but the doctor and the midwife were supposed to be considering a major lawsuit, so it would be nice if that could be made to go away. One way or another, they were helped to understand how things would be. I think Vaught even threw in a couple of seeing eye dogs. I found out about all of this later. I saw my real folks about once a year, and when I was 16, they told me as much as they thought the non-disclosure clause would let them. Actually, they weren't all that discreet about it, really. I think I was just careful not to read too deep between the lines, because by then the course of my life was set in stone. Had been, really, since I was 5 years old. They kept me locked away till then for testing, used tranquilizers at least until I could be reasoned with. What? Then they gave me to the foster parents who had to finish teaching me that it was wrong to use my power on people, that I had to control it very carefully. but that I was an extremely lucky little girl indeed, because if I was very good and did as I was told, then I could be a superhero. Really, it was the job of the foster families to take the kids away and come back when they figured they were ready. That's when Vought would hold one of their pageants. There was a lot riding on it, lots of pressure. You can imagine the benefits of having a corporate-sponsored kid. So, of course, you were told every day how important this was, how you couldn't fail, how you had to try and try and try because Mommy and Daddy were counting on you so much. And you didn't want to disappoint Mommy and Daddy, did you? Sorry, I just realized I never explained about Compound V. It's the chemical extract that actually gives people superpowers. I think it was invented in the 30s. It's been sort of loose in the environment since then. But the trouble with it is, well, the pageants. The idea is the kids go up in front of the Vought people who decide whether their powers are going to cut it. And I mean, this is it. Make or break. But V, well, you can test and test and screen, but you can never really be 100% certain of what it is you've got. Mommy and Daddy are so proud of you. You did so well. You aced it, Annie. You flew so high and you shone so bright. Everything's going to be wonderful now. We love you so much. You are a little superhero. Nyaaaaah! We're very sorry, but there's obviously nothing happening. I mean, she can't even like them. And the regulations are very clear. This is the... Nyaaaaah! So, this is what it was all for, is it? Come on, get up. Stop that and get up. I said stop that. Stop. I'm sorry. Screaming and screaming, everyone in the place. Her parents wouldn't touch her. Mine were too busy screaming to touch me. I could see her there so clearly. One of the Vought people went past me shouting code something or other into a walkie-talkie, and then other guys came in. It was like they just descended on her. Swept her up. Then the little shape of her was gone. Right. No more fucking fun and games. Tomorrow night at the Barses are meant to be bringing in the rest of the gear. They show up with it. You two are gonna load up and fuck off without any more of your shite. Have you got that? Oh, aye, Mr. Tupper. We're very happy with how things left, Mr. Tupper. No complaints at our end at all. Good. Because they show up empty-handed, we Sarah's going to cut the tops of their heads off, which, if it comes to that, it'd be a bad time for anyone else to be losing their nerve. And I don't know, panicking and running off to the police, maybe. Not us, Mr. Tupper. We're the boys you can rely on, sir. My cup runneth over. Did Beezer say anything to you, Mr. Tupper, sir? Because he keeps sort of winking at us and all, like he can't see what's going on. Aye, he's had his tongue up my crack ever since I came in here. But all he cans is that I'm hungry, that I'm hanging around this dump, I must be up to something. So he's hoping I'll bring him in for a slice of the pie. He's fucking well dreaming. The last time I trusted the DOS cunt, I lost $5,000 worth of baki. Aye, you keep on waving, flip-flaps. That's why I've got your boss on this one. He's a prick, but he seems to more or less ken what he's doing. Boss, you mean? That big fruit's not our boss. He's just this wanker who's ahead of us in school. Thanks for the clarification. I've been dying to know how the dick met the heads. About time the two of you pissed off, is it not? Oh, well, there was one wee thing we wanted to ask you about, Mr. Tupper. Why? We got a bit worried about what we're doing, you ken? With the gear, like. I mean, you hear all sorts of things, don't ye? So we had a wee Google here. And, I mean, it's fucking terrible, Mr. Tupper. Like, here's this Ouija lad got so V'd up he thought he could fly. Aye, he jumped off the top of the block of flats. And this one of the ones got the powers for a minute or two, and he burned down his house with his wife and barns in it before the police came and shot him and put him out. Faster than a speeding bullet, except obviously, faster than a speeding bullet, obviously, except no, really. That one's from America, like. Aye, but we did read about this boy in Stranor tried doing it with the brick. And I don't even want to think about some of the other ones. I mean, Jesus Christ, do you not ever worry about what this stuff does to folk? Aye, about as much as I used to worry when I was moving coke and smack. Where the fuck's this sudden attack of conscience come from, anyway? We just thought it was really disturbing. They gave you 25 years just for possession of the stuff, and I'm thinking I'm starting to understand why. Oh, for fuck's sake. Look, you bloody pair of bufties. Most folk just get high. All you're seeing there is a handful of million-to-one cases, which are about as typical as the cunts they used to have in the fucking Just Say No ads. Now, fair enough, some folk can't handle their high, and to them I offer the words of consolation that have passed between vendor and consumer down the ages. Tough fucking shite. To you two wankers, I say that tonight it better be the last time I hear anything about any of this. Right off, ye fuck. See if you can disappear in the time it takes me to pierce. Oof! Watch where you bloody going, will ya? Oh, I'm sorry, old chap. My fault entirely. I should fucking think so. Jesus. It's so pretty here. I'm sorry things are the way they are between us. I remember you talking about this place. I used to imagine you showing me around. Aye, well, it does look nice, but the people are the same as anywhere else. It looks beautiful. Later on, I joined my first super team, the Young Americans, which was a weird experience. You meet your group coordinator and your PR lady and your events planner and your makeup artist and your liaison with Vought American, who'll always be the voice on the phone when you call, and your team counselor for any nagging doubts, and you're told, okay, you guys cover everything between Arkansas and the Canadian border, and west as far about Wyoming. Don't go anywhere near Chicago. We're thinking of moving payback there if the Mavericks don't pan out. And then it's, have fun, we'll be in touch. The room's a rental, by the way. We'll be in touch about that, too. I'm just thinking, I'm not supposed to talk about this stuff. I signed all kinds of forms, but who are you going to tell, right? Aye. Anyway, there you are, team of superheroes, but what are you going to do exactly? Well, we didn't know, so we elected the Standard as our leader. Then we asked him, but he hadn't had any new ideas during the election. It was General Issue who suggested buying a police scanner. What sort of a name's the Standard meant to be? He said it was like a flag, you know, like you carry into battle, but I think it's more likely that someone just ran out of inspiration at some point. We got a lot of stuff off the scanner, but it was mostly traffic accidents or bar fights rather than locations of shady waterfront dens. And when we did get something we thought we could help with, which was a factory fire, we realized the next thing we needed was a street map. Alright, you see, that's the thing that's always bothered me about soups, or maybe just the idea of soups. Alright, you got your powers, but you've no idea how to do what you're doing, and Alright, so you got your powers, but you've no idea how to do what you're doing, have you? So why do you just dress up like a load of bands and start in? I mean, if you want to help folk, why not go along to a hospital and say, I could work here, I could fly casualties in after accident. Or offer to kick doors down for the firemen or whatever. I mean, they could at least train you properly, couldn't they? Good question. It never came up for us, but with hindsight, I guess that Vought don't want superpower anywhere near federal hands or local services either. Not unless it's on their terms, anyway. In fact, I'd almost say that what Vought are pushing is the idea of soups as an alternative to official help. Even if you're not good at it. Oh, we're not completely useless. We make a nice profit, don't forget. The first fall, there was some pretty heavy flooding, and all of a sudden, it was all systems go. Vought weren't leaving anything to chance. We were given exact coordinates, precise instructions, and we were told above all to avoid the main rescue effort in the urban areas. If we screwed up, they wanted it kept private, I suppose. And I guess we did a little bit of good. I mean, I'd have blinded anyone if I used my powers day or night, so I was mostly flying recon, but yes, we did okay. Man, look at the cows. Enough that we got just the right kind of attention. That meant celebrity, which meant moving product. Comic books and magazines and TV show cameos and brands and logos and clothing lines Vought were delighted with us, which meant more disaster pseudo-relief and lots more photo ops. Huey, how did you not recognize me? I don't know, you can how does folk just never get into sport? I shouldn't complain, it's why I look... Never mind. So I lived with it. The publicity, the cheesy glamour, the limits of what we could do with our powers. I had a thing with Drummer Boy, and it was stupid, but it was pretty far from the Val Chastity routine we did for Capes for Christ. That was something else, I believe. I taught religion to little kids in kindergarten, even though it made me nervous. Even though I looked at them and saw myself at their age with my foster parents turning love into an investment that would be rewarded later. I lived with it all. I refused to look too hard or read too deep. I hid. Because I was still sure that there was a place where being a superhero could be something real, where all those childhood promises would be fulfilled. And that place was with the Seven. Because for them, there were no limits, no compromises. They were the dream made real. The young Americans and teenage kicks and all the rest, we were imperfect. They were pure. When I got the call to try out as the Lamplighter's replacement, I thought I was delusional. When I passed the test, it was like knowing I was getting into heaven. It was all I'd wanted all my life. Every last scrap of ambition I'd ever had was focused on this. And when the moment came, and the truth of it slammed into me like an iron wall, and I saw what I'd really have to do to make the team, well, I guess I was ready to live with one last thing. Look, you can stay in a spare room if it's what you want. But no, we'll try that one again. Look, you can stay in the spare room if you want. It's too late for you to be trying to find a hotel now. Thanks. So you gonna tell me how you really saw that footage? I know what you told me. Someone emails you 5 minutes from a surveillance camera on the base of the world's premier super team. One they themselves don't even know is there. That's what... And it just happens to be the segment showing me, your girlfriend, except no one knows that but the two of us. Me blowing A-Train in Black Noir and the Homelander, so that they'll let me join the Seven. Me getting down on my knees, I don't want to hear this! And putting them in my mouth, I'm not listening, stop! And sucking the fucking things. No! Because that's what a girl like me would do, isn't it? That's what a bitch and a whore and a slut and a cunt would do. No, stop, please! Isn't it? Isn't it what I do? Please, stop it. Don't. Go on, say it. Isn't it what I do? Please, Annie, stop. I'm fucking begging you. Say it. You were pretty goddamn brave the last time. Say it. Annie, stop. Please, stop. Please. I'm so sorry. Whatever else happened, I had no right to say that shite to you. It's absolutely fucking awful of me. I never said anything like that to a lassie in my life. I didn't even know I was the sort of fella could say it. Well, that's the funny thing, Huey. I'm not all that sure you are. I remember you could hardly get the words out. It was like you were an actor reading a bad script. Like you didn't really believe in any of it. But I did say it. Oh yes, you said it. You said it all right. But can you make it stick? 5. Wee Huey. He's gone to school, Wee Huey. And him not for, sure I saw the fright was with him when he left the door. But he took a hand of Denny and a hand of Dan with Joel's old coat upon him. Out's the poor wee man. He cut the chorus figure, more stout nor thin, and trotting right and steady with his toes turned in. I watched him to the corner, all the big turf stack, and the more his feet went for it, still his head turned back. He was looking what I call him, ouch, my heart was woe. Sure it's lost I am without him, but he be to go. I followed to the turning when they passed him by. God help him, he was crying, and maybe so was I. Elizabeth Shane. What is that? Oh, Jesus, it's the bane of my bloody life, that's what it is. 5. Wisdom of the Ages. I was looking at it last night. It's a load of it's sentimental shite. My ma likes it because it reminds her of me, well, obviously. I've probably heard it 1,000 times. I can't stand it. I think it's kind of sweet. Aye, well, no further comment. Tough guy. Hardly. Your mom and dad know I'm here, right? Aye. Would you tell them about... I said we've got some stuff we're trying to sort out, but we're not at daggers drawn anymore, so there'll be no more rowing and carrying on. Ma's making breakfast, actually. It'd be ready in about 5 minutes. She's such a sweetie. They're both really great, Huey. I can see why you came back here. This place is such a sanctuary for you. I don't know about the place, but Ma and Pa, aye. It's funny, if you're adopted, folk expect you to be desperate to know where your real parents are, like you're meant to go on some big quest to find them. But I was only ever pissed off at mine for leaving me. And eventually I gave that up too, because Ma and Pa made me see how daft it was. I didn't care about anything else so long as I had them. They're a grand pair, even if they do drive me around the bend half the bloody time. Anyway, I'll see you down there. You catch yourself relaxing around me? No, I mean, it's okay. Thank you for apologizing, by the way. Oh, it was only right. I'm not one of those people goes around collecting sorries like scalps. You need to apologize before we can move on, or whatever. But it helped. Well, let me just throw some clothes on. Aye, I'll see you down there. Huey, you don't have to go because I'm changing my... Breakfast ready! Huey? Huh? Jings. Plenty more to do there, Pa. You want a hand with it today? Oh, no, Huey, you go out and take Annie out, show her around the place. Aye, maybe I will. Sorry again about last night. Just, you ken what it's like. Well, I'm not really one to be saying sorry to. Your Ma was awfully shocked to hear you talking like that. I know that. I already told her I was sorry. I am only telling you again because I happen to be standing here talking to... Never mind. Aye, well. I hope you do sort out things with Annie, by the way. She's very nice indeed. It's not that simple, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff I've not told you about. Well, she's awfully bonny, Huey. A lassie like that'll not ride around forever. Pa, are you saying she's out of my league? Well, not in so many words, but... Ah, wonderful. Yeah, too, Pa. Here's the women folk coming. Thanks for the man-to-man chat. Much appreciated. Och, I always here for you, son. I'm T-Girl. Watch, that's hot. I was telling Annie about Smuggler's Cove, Huey, where you went to play when you were wee. Och, I was just saying to Huey how... Huey, he should show Annie around Ochterlandle. Smuggler's Cove would be the perfect place. Right, well, it looks like that's what we're doing this afternoon, then. You should have seen him when he was a wee laddie, Annie. You'd have thought he was that sweet, but he was a wee tear away, I bet. All right, let's not overdo it. Come on, then. We'll away and look at the scenery before the photo albums make an appearance. Too late, I've already been promised to look. Be careful now. We will. Tease at 6. Okay. Didn't take you very long, did it? I'm just being nice. Look at all the seagulls. They're foamers. They're not seagulls, they're foamers. You confuse the two at your peril because... Never mind. We're not really here for sightseeing, are we? No. What do you want to say to me, then? Well, the apology stands. I'm not going to take it back. And what you did, that happened before you knew me, so in a way it's not even any of my business. It's not as if I think you're proud of it. Far from it. But the fact is, it doesn't matter when you did it or how I found out about it or whatever, though I'm still dying to know, because you did it in assault. And that means there's just no future for us. Why not? Because I'll never be able to get it out of my fucking head, that's why. So it's what it did, not why I did it. Because, you know, if it was a guy with 3 girls because he wanted to get onto a super team or for any other reason, you wouldn't have a problem at all. You'd probably even be jealous. If it was anyone doing anything to get onto a super team, they could go and fuck themselves. End of story. Sorry. You've every reason in the world to hate superheroes, Huey. You don't have to apologize for that. I know I don't want to be one anymore. I really did mean it when I talked about quitting. I've been thinking about it for a long time. Well, I think whatever else happens, stopping being a soup would be a good idea. Why do you say that? Because not everybody likes them, Annie. There's some folk don't like him at all. You know what makes this difficult is that I'm being as honest with you as I can. But there's still something you're keeping from me. Oh, for fuck's sake. Why is it you want me anyway? I mean, the way you look, you could have anyone, absolutely anyone. What the bloody hell are you doing with me? I fell in love with you, you dick, and I know you love me too, or part of you does. And I really, really fucking hate that all the great stuff we had between us is gonna be wasted just because of some stupid sex shit. Ugh. And look, for the record, the weird stuff we did was nothing to do with what happened before. I wasn't thinking about that when I was with you. I had it locked away in a horrible little corner of my mind so I wouldn't have to think about it at all. I mean, honestly, was what we got up to really even that weird? A blowjob while you're watching porn? Phew. I suppose. Sex with you was lovely, Yui. Again, just for the record. I ken what you're saying, I really do. I love what we had as well. And I ken it's not fair. I ken it's sexist or whatever, and I'm sure it's a double standard, because if it was a bloke and three lassies, blah blah blah. But I just don't think I'll ever be able to get past it. So where does that leave us? Oh, this is just so fucked. Fucked, fucked, fucked. Birds of the sea and the flowers of the air, the very theme of my sermon on Sunday. Yes, the thing is, you're actually standing on these bee orchards there, and I was rather hoping to. Thinks I'll soon have this sassany cheat down to my hand. You'll be belting out hymns for the other Sunday suckers on Sunday morning. Hey, readers! Ah, for fuck's sake, come on. Reverend Dandy, Reverend Dandy, leave that man alone. Help my Bob! Boab, Boab? Oh, good evening, Huey. Not so fast now. Denny be turning your back on a world of fun. Corky the Baptist, Dennis Iscariot, Minnie Magdalene and the Bashrealities, and many more. Bumper issue on sale every week with a glow-in-the-dark sticker and full details on how you join the fan club. Yeah, readers? Come on, for crying out loud. Honestly, why you've not been locked up yet, I'll never ken. Away on home now. Jesus. I couldn't have handled it better myself. I'm Alistair Vigors, by the way. Oh, that's the Englishman. Couldn't have handled it better myself. I'm Alistair Vigors, by the way. Yes, he's so masterful. Annie January. And you worried you haven't the steel to face the world and all its harshness. Huey, all its harshness, Huey. Bravo. Hmm? Our last conversation, you were talking about not being one of life's tough guys. He was? Ah, you don't have to be anyone special to handle a spacer like him. What does that mean about, oh, I hope I haven't spoken out of turn. I rather assume the two of you were friends. Huey's been telling me all his woes, Annie. Oh. Although, I must say, he's been rather remiss in not mentioning you before. Stroke of luck, I seem to have remembered my flesh for once. Wow. Hirsch Bourbon, 16 years old. I'd have thought you'd be more of a Scotchman, no? Yes, you're not the first to say so. My apologies to your national export. Sip it. Aye, you see, what I'm saying is, I don't want to be some sort of hard bastard. I mean, not really. Like, I see Clint knocking the fuck out of folks and spitting one-liners, and I think how cool it'd be to be like that. But first of all, there's a small fact that that's not real, it's scripted. And on top of that, well, can you imagine the price you pay to be that violent all the time? Mentally, like? But, well, fuck, that's good. That's habit forming. What was I saying? I don't want to be like that, but I can see the advantages. I see the attraction. Yeah? Well, I've this, mate. And he saved me from a right kicking once. Like a long time ago, I mean. In Glasgow. It was the way he did it, the other fella. You could see he knew exactly what he was doing. He knew exactly who the fucker was, like, so he planned ahead a wee bit. But it still came down to that one moment, and it was like he made up his mind in that one second. This guy is getting it. And after that, it was a foregone conclusion. Like, killing him was an act of will. Killing? Well, no, actually killing him. I mean, like, no, ending his life, just beating the fuck out of him. And what's the attraction you see in that? I don't know. But you gotta admit, it's bloody handy. What do you think of... What about your friend? What do you think he's paid this mental price you mentioned? Heh, I think he has, aye, but I don't think he minded paying it all that much. Oh? I'm sorry, Huey, I completely forgot I ran into your friend at lunchtime, the big chap. Bobby? He asked me to give you a message. He says you can't get through on your mobile. Smuggler's Cove at 10 was what he said. Big wanker, he's probably setting me up for some fucking piss take. He seems serious enough. Aye, as serious as a 6'6" tranny can seem here. I can't find my phone. Oh, shit! You had it when you went. You had it with you when you went out. I remember you checked. What do I want? What the fuck do you want? Mr. Vickers said you wanted to see me. Mr. Who? You mean that old English poof you've been punching around with? He told me. I've never said two words to him. What about the text? What text? I lost my phone earlier. I have not been texting anyone. Fuck! Someone must have got hold of my phone and... Here! What's all this then? Shh! They're at the old pier where Beezer used to bring the stuff in. They're up to something, I bet you. Something dastardly. Oh, Huey, for fuck's sake. We're not fucking kid investigators anymore. We never were. We were just three nosy wee bastards. Come on and we'll have a look. Fuck off. Call the police if you're that worried. Come on. Huey. Jesus, here we go. The astounding case of Huey being a dos cunt.
Just a minute there, Blevine? Mr. Tupper?
Open that one up there. We'll have a wee check on quality control. All right, fair enough. Give us a second and I'll phone the... Wait. Excuse me, that was the wrong... Wait. Still, you do not trust us? Relax! Opyer Bumovich. Opyer Bumovich. Call it a random taste test, all right? There you go, McWank. Get your proboscis into that lot. What do you mean, wait? I don't know. Debt? Fuck! Well, now who's the dust cunt, you fucking big mouth prick? Huey! Wah! Moan then, ye big slag! No! No! Fuck! Who? Ah, oh, no! Girl, fight! Ah! Death, what are you? Oh, shite, Huey, listen. What's this wee bufty doing here? What'd you tell him? Holy fuck. There's V in that. Huey! Ah! Bobby! Oh, ye fucking Ivan bastards! It's not the law, ye cunts, it's just... Fuck! Well, fucking well. Mr. Tupper. Death, that is coke cut with compound V. Do you ken what that shite does to folk? Do you ken what the fuck you're involved in here? What a night this is turning out to be. Oh, no, Mr. Tupper, don't. Six. Death! Six, made from girders.
Ah! Fuck me! Uncle Joe! Uncle Joe! Look! Look! Who the fuck called the bloody police? Sarah, come on, pet! Let's get the fuck! Right ye are, Uncle Joe! Yeah! Alfred, what the fuck's happening tonight? Fuck this for a game of cunts and robbers! Det, shut up. You've been shot, you deaf bastard. Oh, fuck. Huey. Det, what the fuck were you doing? Needed money for operation in China. Said they'd get rid of my pong. Det? Oh, no, Det. No, don't, mate. We give up. Who? You're claimed, you fucking cunt. Come and get me then, ye wee. Yeah? Mork. Kill me, please. Arm police, freeze. Don't move, don't fucking move. Hands, take your hands out of your...
Phone the home office, Tommy, quick as you can. But what's he doing here? Nothing, as a matter of fact. In a minute or so, you're going to realize you imagined me.
You with the gun. Kill me. Just put the fucking thing in my mouth and end it. Oh, come on, be a pal. Was it you called us? No. Because we've got one dead and two injured back there. Are any of them with you? Is there a big lad wearing a dress? Oh, fuck. There's what's left of him. There's the wee man. Hello, Bobby. This is my friend Annie from the States. Hello there, Annie. Come to visit happening downtown Ochterlidl, have ye? Hi. I brought you some, magic. Are you okay? Oh, guy. It was the deftest bloody thing. After I left you, I went for a wee walk, and I ran smack into these bams down at Smuggler's Cove. I think they were bringing in coke or something. Aye, it was on the news. Next thing I know, there's police everywhere, and there's this mad big slapper coming at me with a pair of hedge clippers. Christ, I'm glad I missed that. She really cut your... snipped it right off. They're gonna try and sew it back on for me, but I thought, wait a minute. I've been meaning to get this done for ages. So I'm gonna get rid of my crigs, and then they'll sort me out with the girls' bits, and then that'll be all done. Me all done. What's that thing called where two lesbians rub their fannies together? The scissors? Aye, I'll be able to do that now. Annie, would you be a pet and see if you can get us a jug of water? I'm parched here, scoffing in this chocolate. Sure. I'll leave you guys to it. Cheers, doll. Thanks, Bobby. Well, I didn't ken her if ye told her anything. Excuse me. Well, I didn't ken if ye told her anything. Look, I'm really sorry about yer. Don't I be daft? I didn't have to follow you, did I? Poor old Det. I mean, he was messing about with some bad bastards, but... poor wee prick. Here, that Annie's a tidy wee bird, isn't she? How the fuck did you manage to pull that? Aye, she's... you'll no be bothering tracking down Nikki Kennedy now. Heh, Bobby, nothing ever happened with Nikki and me. I mean, I tried, but she gave me the happy just being friends speech. Another golden fucking memory to cherish. Really? She sagged debt? Well, what? You're telling me Nikki went with... ha! How'd you going? How'd you fucking going? Ah, you cunt. You fucking cunt. Oh, aye. Take care of your soul, wee man. There, I'm sorry. I didn't have time to shite in it. You fucking wee bastard. Do you know what I had to do to survive in that bloody prison? Choke on it. Excuse me, he says. Aye, cheers, Beezer. Choke on it. Mon and Will go out to the beer garden. I heard you come in last night, you know. Nothing to say? Annie, leave it, will ya? I can honestly say it's got nothing to do with you and me. Well, that does. I don't want to fight. Look, one of my mates is dead and the other's bloody mutilated. Except that he somehow managed to see the funny side. Give us a break, will ya? Do you think that Bobby will be okay? Oh, aye. Bobby's a glass half full man. Always was. It's funny, when you were out of the room, he played a joke on me. Just a stupid piss take. I ended up laughing along with him, but there was a moment where I could just as easily have torn his fucking head off, which is sort of the problem I've had ever since I got home. I thought the two of you were close. We are, but it's like all it does is give us ammunition to push each other's buttons. But obviously you didn't tear his head off, so... I love the stupid bastard. You said this place is like a sanctuary for me. And it is, sorta. But it's also this big fucking store of stuff that annoys the shite out of me. And I'm thinking, if I'm not happy here, where will I be? I had no idea the place was such a hornet's nest. Oh, I'm exaggerating. Part of the problem's me. I can never relax, never just settle down. But there are a couple of things. There was the wee dog. Dog, right? It's the worst thing I ever did in me whole life, here at any rate. It's like when you're a kid. Sometimes ideas just come to you, and you've nothing to stop them taking hold. It's like morality's sort of further away. It's something grown-ups have taught you, so it's not always there to get in your way. And if you've your mates with you, that can make you bloody lethal. You're gay. No, you're gay. You're both a couple of bufties. Hey! Now, how did he get stuck out there? I didn't ken. Meh, daft wee bugger. He must have swum out and got stuck or something. We stood and looked at him for ages. I mean, we could have waded in and got him. He wasn't deep, but nobody could be arsed getting soaked. If you'd seen us, you'd have thought we were trying to work out how to get him, but really, we were just waiting for one of us to do what we were all thinking. Eventually, Bobby picked up a rock. Yarp! Ha! Then it was like some sort of hysteria took over. But at the same time, you could see the thing was developing. Like the stones were getting closer and closer, and we weren't just trying to soak him anymore. We never said anything out loud. But we were creeping towards something, not just bad or naughty, something forbidden. I suppose you'd have to call it evil. Yelp! No! I should say, by the way, that we'd never done anything like this before. We all like dogs. I'd have had one of my own if my mom had not been allergic. But it was just, it was there and we could, and that was just what sort of spread through us. No, Tewy, shite, I nearly got ye. No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, I'm sorry, no. Huey, come out of there. He's got a wee tag, his name's Hamish, he lives at 17 Irvin Street. That's in Miletown, my auntie lives there. Let him go on and he'll go back himself. No, I'm taking him home. Huey, don't be stupid, it's miles away. Huey, I didn't care. It's gonna take him home no matter what. My mind was whirling what I'd done. There was only one thing I knew for certain. I had to fix this. Because if I didn't, the world would never be right again. I walked and walked. It seemed like forever. And when I did get there, how I'd done it was a mystery. Damn. He went through two of comics that, he's done here. Two comics. Janet, it's Hamish. He's wandered off again. A wee laddie's brought him home. There you are, son. That's awfully good of you. Thanks, now. Then I never saw the wee dog again. Is that it? What? Oh, Huey, that's your deep, dark secret? The worst thing you've ever done? Huey, all little kids are psychos. You gave in two at once. Big deal. But the wee dog... Yes, you hurt a dog, but leaving aside the fact that it was a dog, it doesn't matter. You put things right. You pulled it all out of the water. You made sure it was okay. You carried it all the way home. You're talking like this was the defining moment of your life, like it makes this place into a David Lynch movie. You've no idea what it was like. You didn't see his wee face. Listen. God, I wish you knew how lucky you are. Lucky? To have parents as great as the ones you do. To be who you are. When you were talking to that guy Vigors, all that stuff about being a tough guy or being more like this friend of yours who beat someone up. You don't have it in you to be like that, Huey. You had too nice an upbringing. Your mom and dad were too good to you. And I wish you could see that you're not less of a man or some sort of inferior person just because you can't be harsh and hard and cold. I mean, what sort of tough guy are you? You aren't even good at being mean to women. There is a gentleman called Mr. Vigors looking for you earlier, Huey. Oh, I? Oh, I almost forgot. Awfully nice man. Oh, he's very polite. He said he was sorry he missed ye. No, as sorry as I am as well. As sorry as I am. Let's try that again. No, as sorry as I am, Will. I want a word with Mr. Vigors. Just one to clear up one or two wee points. He said he found your mobile phone here. Did you lose it? Lose it? Well, yeah, in a manner of speaking, I suppose. Wow. I wish you'd not come all the way up here. It's far too far for you to walk. Walk, no, son. Sure didn't we want to come and see you off? Do you have to go so soon, Huey? Do ye? I do, I'm. There's some things I gotta sort out. Oh. And agreed, Daphne. The boy'll be back in no time. You'll see. It was lovely to meet you, Mr. Campbell. Thank you so much for letting me stay. You're welcome any time, Annie. Huey, I've got to go now, Ma. Oh, Huey, phone us as soon as you get there, will you? Let us know you're all right. I will, Ma. Come on now. Take care of yourself, son. Good luck to you, Huey. Thanks, Pa. Oh, man. Huey, oh God, they were never anything but good to me. Why can't I just tell them I love them? Oh, Huey, Annie, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for everything I said to you. I'm sorry for what I did. I'm sorry. Shh. It's gonna be all right. Come here. The end. Garth Ennis. Yeah, he went through battlefields for sure. Maybe even a little bit of Dan Dare. Yep, the boys, 8. Remember, Dynamite Entertainment to pick all these up. Dynamite's still rolling out books after all these years. Come check them out. Housewife by Day, Vigilante by Night. Jennifer Blood. Is that one you guys would be interested in? We could cover it. All right, so what's next? Won't be that one. That must have just been another version of it. Let me look at this real quick. We're gonna go to one. Alright. Shouldn't take that long. I mean, there we go. And Volume 9, The Big Ride. Stay tuned, guys. This is a much longer book, and some shit is definitely gonna go down. Looks like it could be Batman, or a character like Batman. Interesting. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more of The Boys. Stay tuned.